Cole Thompson is the Manager of Community Relations for TC Energy, and he joins us on the line today. Cole, thank you very much for joining us. There's a pipeline, or a couple actually, going up near Manning. How are things going with that pipeline up there?
Things are going really well. We appreciate the community support we've received so far, and construction kickoff on our North Star Section 2 pipeline as part of our North Corridor expansion has been going really well. We kicked off activities in August and expect to hit peak workforce on that project here soon on the front end of construction.
What will the pipeline be for?
So the pipeline expansion is part of our broader NOVA Gas Transmission Limited System, or NGTL system, and it moves gas around the province. A lot of the gas that's actually going to be heading through these pipes is going to be going across northern Alberta and making its way over into northeastern Alberta and the oil sands.
You've had open houses and public consultations. How has the feedback been from the locals?
We have been so impressed and grateful with the amazing positivity and support that we've received from not only general community members, but also the business community. Back on August 9th, we held a community and business engagement open house, and that was a really positively received event. We had fantastic turnout, lots of great questions, and made a couple connections with local businesses who were interested in working with our prime contracting team to get onto the project itself.
How key is it to get the businesses on board, especially up here in the Peace region and I guess throughout northern Alberta, since this pipeline is going to extend throughout the north?
It's incredibly important. We value the relationships we've built with the local business community and really rely on them for a lot of the services that we'll be drawing from as we look to construct the first 24-kilometer section here as part of our expansion activity. The businesses that we've been working with keep things local, and we understand and really value the benefit of local spend, which then helps keep the dollars in the community and in the region.
I understand that this pipeline is going to be done in sections. Do we have deadlines for said sections?
Absolutely. So we are working towards the first pipeline section under construction being completed by December of this year, and we hope to have work continuing through 2023 on the rest of our North Corridor expansion footprint. But all of these incremental pipeline sections are being added to the larger NGTL system, which is kind of our key footprint in the Alberta market to move natural gas across all four corners of Alberta.
Here at the end of the summer and beginning into the fall, at this particular point, Cole, what are the next steps in the process?
Well, we are currently ramping up our workforce and expect to hit peak in September or early October of about 750 folks on site assisting in the construction setup, which is kind of the key piece. We make sure everything's lined up well, and then we kind of progress through all of our stringing and welding, and then make sure that it gets into the ground safely. But on average, we'll have about 350 people at any given time working on this project through to December to make sure that we get the job done on time. And those folks are actually going to be staying at a camp not too far from our physical footprint, just based on the area that we're working in, and that camp is operated by Royal. The folks that are coming in will be housed and fed there, but we definitely are, through our engagement in the business community, looking to hire as many local folks as possible as part of this process. So that's why we've been doing so much engagement, especially on the front end, to make sure that folks are connected with these opportunities early.
Cole Thompson is the Manager of Community Relations with TC Energy. Cole, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.